Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots non-profit radio station in Laguna Beach, California, from anywhere in the world on kx935.com/listen or on our smartphone apps. But right now, here's that podcast from KX93.5.
KX93.5 is really pleased now to be joined by a legend in rock music, a personal hero of mine growing up, Travis Barker of Blink-182 on the phone. How are you, man?
Great, man. How you doing?
I'm doing really well, and it's funny. We're looking across the street, and there's a new tattoo shop opening up right across from us in Laguna Beach right now as we talk. So,
very cool. Maybe you should swing
by.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Well, I love tattoos, and I love Laguna Beach.
And your connections to this town are really interesting. I read that one of your first jobs was in Laguna Beach, right?
My first jobs I liked, which oddly enough happened to be a trash man. I worked for the city with a couple of my friends that I was in a band with called Feeble. And we lived right at Royal Thai Cuisine between Pearl and Agate there.
That's where our station is. We're on the other side of the street. Yeah, we're on Pearl and Coast Highway above what's called the Wine Gallery. A gas station used to be here. And we're right there.
Yeah, I absolutely remember that. Yeah, I love Laguna, man. But, I lived there for a couple of years and played in a band called Feeble, and I was a trash man. I promised myself I'd move back at some point.
You know, what's funny about that is I remember a couple years ago, one of our DJs saw you getting out of a car or a bus across the street where Spigot Liquor is out of our window, because I guess that's right where you lived, right at Royal Thai, and ran over there and said something to you. So I guess maybe you were visiting your old house or something.
Yeah, I'll go visit the guy that owns that liquor store right there.
Yes, yeah, that's very cool, man. How funny.
Yep.
There's a lot going on with you, obviously. 2016 is going to be a big year for Blink-182, and for whatever reason, you got yourself into the music festival business. March 4th through 6th, we can see Muse Inc., the 9th annual Muse Inc., Travis Barker presenting that. Tell us about this year's festival.
Yeah, I mean, it's 3 days of amazing tattoo artists, like over 500 tattoo artists all under the same roof for 3 days. The best cars are on display for those 3 days, and everything from Snoop Dogg, Transplant, Yalla Wolf, to Deftones, Taking Back Sunday, Plague Bender, Circus Survive, Face to Face, and Atreyu. You know, we always, you know, have the greatest musical acts, I think.
Do you personally reach out to some of these guys and say, come play the festival?
Yeah, I mean, Snoop's a good friend, you know, so I reached out directly to him, and, you know, I always try to make sure there's like a hip hop night, you know, because, you know, tattoos, they're not boxed into one genre of music, you know, like, you know, fans of hip hop, you know, love tattoos just as much as fans of punk rock or metal or anything else. So, yeah, I mean, and then Tim Armstrong and Rob from Transplants, you know, that's family, you know, and we've played, this will be our second time playing. Yalla Wolf is like my brother, so he's always down to play. He loved the event last year. He got tattooed all weekend, and we played, of course, Face to Face. I grew up on them, one of the greatest, I think, like Southern California pop punk bands ever. Taking Back Sunday, they've been on like many Blink tours. Deftones have almost played Muse Inc. for about 3 years in a row now. So I'm so stoked it finally happened this year.
Cool. So again, that's March 4th through 6th at OC Fair and Event Center. Have you seen the music inspire some pretty crazy or ridiculous tattoos while you've been there before?
Oh, of course. Like last year, I don't know how many portraits of myself I saw, which was awesome. And like, I feel like I'm not worthy, and I feel amazed at the same time. It's just, I don't know how I feel. It's just so cool. And then, you know, the whole portrait game of tattooing, like black and gray, there's just tattoo, man. Tattoos jump, you know, it evolves so much year after year, and the artists just keep getting better and better. It's next level for sure.
Can you recall someone who's like freaked you out with what they've shown, where your face is located on their body or some other kind of weird thing they've done to idolize you?
Yeah, I've been up really high on the thigh of a couple males. It's kind of weird. but that at the same time, that's where you get a really, really big, nice, portrait tattoo that never sees the sunlight that
right.
ends up looking nice, you know, but, yeah, I mean, I've seen tons of signatures. Like I said, man, every time I'm honored and I'm flattered. Anytime, you know, I finish playing a show and they're like, hey, sign this, I'm going to get it tattooed. It's just, and it's forever a trip. But you know, for tattoos, you know, you're either documenting something, you know, a time in your life or times in your life, or a loss or a gain, or it could just be you're collecting art. You know, there's just so many different reasons why you'll get tattoos, and it really is. It's like buying, you know, a permanent piece of artwork that never leaves your body. I love it.
Yeah. Again, Travis Barker on the phone of Blink 182, the Muse Inc. Festival. Go to museinc.org for tickets. Costa Mesa is such a thriving, cool, hip place for music these days. And I'm so glad that another music festival is happening there in March. Tell us a little bit about Yellow Wolf, who is obviously a buddy of yours. You guys are performing together on day one. Is that, that's just an obvious choice because you've been on some of his tracks.
Yeah, I mean, we did a project together called Psycho White, which was like an EP. And I've gone on tour with him a couple of times. We've had many collaborations. He, you know, the Snoop night, we wanted to make sure it wasn't just a straight hip hop night. That's where, you know, Transplants kind of like hit so many genres. Yellow Wolf is like outlaw country, but at the same time, he's got like some, like a big rock influence, and he can wrap circles around half of the MCs out today, you know? So he's like, he's a special specimen, man. He's great, man. Yellow Wolf, you know, that's not one to sleep on. And his live show is, oh my God, amazing.
Do you pop up throughout the weekend in various surprises?
Yeah, I'm kind of excited. You know, all my playing duties will be the first night. So hopefully, you know, Saturday and Sunday, I'm just hanging out, getting tattooed, watching, you know, Face to Face, Deftones, Plague Vendor, all the other bands, just enjoying the weekend.
Are you sure there's room for a new tattoo on your body?
There's always room.
Somewhere always on the deep room. On the upper thigh, right? So let's talk quickly about Blink 182. Obviously, 2016 is when you've said the first Blink album is coming out in 5 years. A lot of stuff happened last year with Matt Skiba joining the band. You're recording right now. Just tell us how it's going.
Well, we are probably about 70 to 80% finished with our album, and I think it's the best Blink album since Untitled, and I think fans will agree when they hear it. It's I think it's our best work in nearly a decade. I think you know, we're working with John Feldman from, you know, many people probably know from Goldfinger, but he's such a great producer, and it's just next level. You know, I was amazed. You know, he's been a friend of mine. You know, I was in the Aquabats at one point, you know, that came from Orange County, and we did a lot of touring with Goldfinger. So I've known him for a number of years, but, you know, I didn't know him under these circumstances, which, you know, wearing his producer hat, and he's just, wow, he's a beast. Like, yeah, John Feldman producing the new Blink album. It's crazy.
How has the addition of Matt and the inclusion of John as producer, how has that changed the sound that you think it's coming out so well?
Well, Matt, you know, just filled in for those shows, and I knew he was going to be a great fit. I didn't know it was going to be this great of a fit. You know, the writing has been amazing. We actually wrote like 16 songs, and we trashed everything, and then we got back into the studio and we did everything over. And it's just, like I said, man, it's honestly the best material we've written or put out in years. And I'm really excited. I can honestly say I haven't been excited about a Blink album like this in a long time.
Oh, man,
like,
we can't wait to hear it.
I'm 120% in, you know?
Cool. And then finally, I know you're going to do something at the Grammys. Can you talk about what that performance is going to look like?
All I can say is I'm performing with Pitbull, performing with Robin Thicke, and Joe Perry from Aerosmith.
They're so good at putting the most unlikely people together.
Yeah, I think 2 years ago it was me, LL Cool J, Chuck D from Public Enemy, and Z Trip. Yeah. That was amazing.
Yeah, it's really cool, man. It's awesome.
Yeah, I always love it. I mean, they're always the collaboration. Sometimes you sit there and you scratch your head, you're like, yo, does this make sense? And then after you see it, you're like, wow, I was blown away, you know?
Next year it'll be like you, Stevie Wonder, and Cher.
Oh, the day I get to play with Stevie Wonder or Prince, and my life is over. it's complete.
Travis Barker, we're really proud to have a radio station in Laguna Beach where you have so many ties. You know, we're only about 3.5 years old, so it means a lot that you called in to chat with us in a town that has history for you. So thank you very much.
Yeah, my pleasure, man. I love Laguna. I hope to see you guys in Laguna very soon.
Yeah, next time you check out your house, we're across the street or the liquor store or whatever, okay?
Awesome, I will.